Hoshea, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, wrapping up another one of the short Perakim of Hoshea. They're all fairly short. We don't have any of these 67 Pasuk Yeshaya types. We're rounding the home stretch as we finish the Haftarah of Vayetze and roll into Shuva Yisrael in Perek Yud Dalet, which is also part of Haftarah Vayetze, but of course we know best for laning when we get to Shabbos Shuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Fairly good timing for us to be learning this now as we approach Elul. Eten lacha melech ve'api. So in the last pasuk we said, where's your king? You said you wanted a king. So I gave you a king with my wrath. I did it. Now it's used in grammatical future, but it's talking about the past tense, Radak says. I wasn't happy with you when I gave you a king, but you demanded one, so you get one. Huh? Democracy. Democracy is great, right? Ve'kach be'evrasi. And I took him away with my fury as well. You rejected me from reigning over you from the beginning. And ultimately, the sins of these kings were so terrible that they're going to be done. Shaul only ruled for two and a half years, and then he was killed at the hands of the Pelishtim. So much for all these kings that you wanted. The Davidic king was the real king, but you didn't want him, you rejected him too. And the Ma'ari Cross says, I'm going to take away your last king with my fury, Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and Yehuda as well. All of you Jews, north and south, Yisrael and Yehuda, you're not going to hold on to these kings you wanted so badly. Yudbeis Sorur Avon Ephraim. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, is tied up in a bundle. I didn't overlook it. I kept it with all its weight right there on my shoulder, Kavayachal, right there in front of me. The iniquity, the sin, the golden calves, Sifuna Chataso, his sin is laid away. He's on layaway. Buy now, pay later. That's what he's done. It was hidden away for being pulled out at the right time when I decide it's the right time. Radak says this is specifically golden calves that they worship, but other Mefarshim say these are all the sins of Klal Yisrael. Malbim says what this is talking about is Ephraim himself. He doesn't put away his sins. He doesn't abandon them. He doesn't cast them away in Tashlich. What he does is he hides them away and ties them up and holds on to them tightly because he refuses to get rid of his own sinning. Yud Gimel Chevle Yoleda Yavo Ulo. The pangs of a woman in birth, in labor, in confinement are going to come upon him. And the pangs don't always just go unending from beginning to end. They fade and then they come again. Twice as bad. I'm not going to mansplain the birth process and how it feels. I don't have personal experience in that area. But there's a lot of descriptions about it. Carol Burnett once said, try to pull a watermelon out of your mouth and see how that feels. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it was, it's hard. And that's going to be us. In so much agony that you have to lie down, that you kind of squat over the birthing stool, you can't stand, you can't lie down, you can't sit. That's all part of this pasuk. Hu vein lo chacham. He is an unwise son. Ki eis lo yamo b'mishbar bonim. He will not stand in the birth stool where children are born. The time of trouble has come upon him, and he's not going to be able to stand up. He's going to be in so much agony and so much pain and so much distress. So he's going to be bent over and unable to act. I had, may none of you know this, in your lives, a kidney stone one time, and the agony was indescribable. I mean, I was, you know, just awful. And a little teeny tiny microscopic particle that is where it's not supposed to be. You can't stand up, you can't lie down, you can't get comfortable, there's no way away from the pain. Yadalad miyad sha'ol efdeim, from the clutches of the grave, I would be podeh them, I would ransom them, I would redeem them. Mimavas egolem, from death I would redeem them. I'm the one who would do everything for you, even upon the great black wall, the ending of all that is death. Ehi dvarecha mavas, I will be your words of death. Ehi katavcha sha'ol, I will decree the grave upon you. So I would save you from the grave and from death, but now I'm decreeing it on you because of your own actions that have brought it about. No cham yisoser me'enai. Remorse will be hidden from my eyes. Even though I'm the ultimate, vayinochem Hashem, I'm the ultimate in having remorse and forgiving everything, but I'm going to, as in Eicha, I'm not going to allow myself to look in that direction. You're going to be cut off, you're going to be snapped off, you're going to be broken off. And finally, Tesvav, ki hu bein achim yafri, because although he flourishes, and achim in this case means the marshes, the swamps. So although he flourishes like wildlife that grows in the marshes, and normally you're safe and concealed from sight that way, yavo kadim ruach Hashem imidbar ole. The east wind, a tremendously destructive east wind, is going to come. A wind of Hashem coming up from the wilderness. So the east wind is the destructive wind in the land of Israel, coming from the desert. V'yevosh mekoro, and his spring will dry up. V'yecher rav ma'yano, and his fountain is going to be parched, going to be absolutely dry and desiccated. There's going to be nothing left of your plenty that you were so proud of moments ago. Hu yishaseh. That's a fun one to lame when you're leaning from a cloth. Hu yishaseh otsar kol kali chemda. You will plunder the treasure of all the desirable coveted vessels. So all of the money that was hidden away, all of the cash. Klal Yisrael hides their treasures in Lithuania when they are being taken away to the death camps in the hope that it'll still be there when they come back. And it's all dug up. There's nothing to find. Ephraim, the flowing spring, is going to be parched. The remaining tribes of the nation are going to dry up. The people are going to be dispersed all around the world. So, you know, we wanted to live. Kihu bein achim yafri. Another interpretation of it, Dr. Mendel Hirsch says, the idea of wanting to live among brothers. Plants that always appear in groups. Ephraim wanted to be free from the shackles of Torah, to be unbridled among brothers and enjoy the freedom of no rules. Well, guess what? You did it. And now what? Now look what happened to you. Now look at where you're destined to be. Destroyed and in pieces. But there's still a chance, and Perek Yadalad, the last Perek of Hosea, will give us a little bit of that.